JJ, I want to ask you why you focused on taxes in this package of subjects, which includes asset protection, retirement and estate planning, and now taxes. Why does this belong here?
Well, when we're talking about protecting assets, just the overall topic of wealth protection, really we've got to kind of narrow it down to what we're protecting our wealth from. And this tax overall topic is the single largest destroyer of wealth, period. Taxes. And sometimes it's almost a silent killer in that people have been lulled into a false sense of just accepting their tax situation, to a point where they just say, well, there are only two certainties in life, death and taxes, as Benjamin Franklin told us. But you look at that and you say, I find it quite interesting that taxes are grouped in there with death. I guess the good news for us is that we only die once. Unfortunately, we pay taxes year after year after year after year, and it's taxes that will keep people from ever becoming wealthy.
So what is a reasonable expectation from this work with you on this audio program and the accompanying workbook in relation to tax reduction?
There are really two things that I really want people to focus on. Number one is realize the impact that taxes have on you. Number one, how much they are taking, but then number two, how much they are keeping you from ever becoming wealthy. And then the second thing I want people to realize is that there are ways that you can significantly reduce, if not even eliminate, certain types of taxes. But the key is you've got to learn how to do it, because the government's not going to do that for you. It's something that people say, well, as I mentioned earlier, we've always heard there are only two things that are certain in life, death and taxes. That's what people think about. They think that, well, it's taxes, I guess we can gripe about it, but we can't really do anything about it. That is not the case. There are all sorts of ways to reduce your tax bill by enormous amounts if you'll simply take the time to learn how to do them. And that's one of the things I want to get people prepared for, is to get on the road, on the way to paying far less in taxes.
And you're an attorney, so presumably we're talking about legal ways to reduce taxes.
Absolutely. And that's, I want to take time out right now to say that from the very beginning. There is nothing creative about cheating on your taxes. I mean, it's one of those things, I look at it, and I mentioned earlier on one of the audios that my mother taught me a very important concept when it comes to legal entities. Well, she also taught me a very important concept from taxes, and it's this: it's a whole lot easier to stay out of trouble than it is to get out of trouble. And that's really kind of been something that has guided me for all of my business life, where I just look at something and I say, you know what? There are too many ways to legitimately, legally reduce your taxes.